Today's episode, Not Where We Thought. The peaceful Bridgeport Valley is one of the most idyllic settings found along El Camino Sierra. With the jagged peaks of Yosemite's North Country piercing the distant sky and the verdant green meadows crisscrossed by a half dozen creeks, it's difficult to envision a more peaceful scene. But things have not always been so quiet in this quaint mountain locale. In August of 1860, silver was discovered in the mountains north of Mona Lake, and claims were quickly filed. Organizers were unsure if they were in the state of California or Nevada Territory, but those on the scene declared it as California. The town of Aurora sprang up, and there were soon 2,000 inhabitants and an 8-stamp mill crushing ore. Shortly, Aurora's residents wanted their own local government and petitioned the state to create a new county called Mono, and of course, Aurora would be its county seat. In April of 1861, Mono County was created and Aurora was indeed designated the seat of government. Many Nevada politicians weren't so sure that Aurora was actually in California. Nevada Territory soon claimed it as its own, and Aurora became the county seat of Nevada's Esmeralda County. This made Aurora what is believed to be the only town to have been the county seat of two different counties in two different states at the same time. A survey team was jointly appointed by the two states to establish the boundary once and for all. The town was so close to the oblique boundary line that its citizens didn't know for sure which side they were on. On Election Day of 1863, just to be safe, they afforded themselves the privilege of voting as both Californians and Nevadans. If so inclined, a voter could cast a ballot for his favorite Californian at the police station, then walk down the street to the Armory Hall and do likewise as a citizen of Nevada Territory. After performing their work, the surveyors concluded, Aurora did indeed lay 3 miles inside Nevada. The Mono County politicians beat a hasty retreat west and quickly established Bridgeport as the new and legitimate county seat. It has often been said politics make strange bedfellows. In the case of a disputed state boundary, politics can be very strange indeed, depending on where your bed was located. You'll find that can be especially true here, resting peacefully now along El Camino Sierra.